SpaceX seems to have its mega rocket back on track after a series of mishaps.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The huge black and silver rocket known as Starship lifted off last night from the SpaceX facility in southern Texas.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
This was test flight number 10, and as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, it was very different from the last few flights.
All this year, SpaceX has had problems with Starship. The last three test flights saw the upper stage either explode or disintegrate. Plus, the ship's payload bay door wouldn't open. So this time, once the ship was in space, the company quoted the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, writing on the social media site X, "Open the pod bay door, Hal." The door opened, and SpaceX workers on the ground could be heard celebrating on the company's live webcast. As a contraption in the spacecraft, that webcast commentator Dan Hewitt said was like a giant Pez dispenser, started ejecting fake satellites out, one by one.
The last one has been deployed. Starlink simulator payload complete. Heck yeah, everybody.
Then the ship made a controlled descent down into the Indian Ocean, as planned, on target, and captured on video.
There's a buoy.
Oh my God.
There's a splashdown.
SpaceX wants to use this mega rocket to send up satellites and eventually take people to Mars. And it's also a big part of NASA's plan to return astronauts to the moon. That's why the space community was closely watching this test flight to see if the streak of failures would end. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.